Imam Ahmad Ridha, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver And as you know in these episodes of ours, in this program of ours, we are discussing the life of the great Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Alihi Rahmatur Rahman. And inshallah, in this episode too, we will discuss more about this great personality and how he was a means of millions rectifying themselves. And so many people attached themselves to him in his time. And thereafter as well. Even today, if you look across the world, there are millions and millions of people who are considered devotees of the great Imam Ala Hazrat Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma. And also, inshallah till Qiyamah, this will be the case as well. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has placed His love in the hearts of people. And we're going to discuss why that was briefly. Now, the main reason, the outstanding feature that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma possessed, because of which people became attached to him, they were impressed by him, was his unending love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His heart was overflowing with prophetic love, with love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with love for everything attached to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was no ordinary love. He was fana fir Rasul. He was annihilated in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He spent majority of his time remembering the beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, the reality is that naqis, weak people like us cannot even come close to justifying this particular topic, meaning discussing the love that Ala Hazrat possessed for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we will endeavor to do so nevertheless, so that our names are amongst those who praise the Saliheen. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, describing this love, he himself states that, Wallahi, by Allah, if you were to sever and cut my heart in two, then on one side you will find the name Allah, and on the other piece of the heart, the other part of the heart, you will find the name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So we learn that it is because of this love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was adored by the masses. And he became the coolest to their eyes. Whoever is loyal to the Prophet ﷺ, this is the reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, even though he possessed this love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal? He says, Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fuzu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma in this couplet is expressing that my life and soul is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My everything is love of the Prophet alaihi salam. And then he says, Ya Allah, increase this love day by day. I don't want it to stay the same. I want it to forever increase in my heart as well. Subhanallah. Look at the thinking. Look at the mindset of the great Imam. And we pray to Allah jalla wa ala for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are blessed. We just a droplet from that ocean of love that the great Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, possessed. Now, as we heard, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would spend most of his time engrossed in the dhikr, the remembrance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's written in his biography that he would stay sorrowful because of separation from the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of this firaq, because he was distant from his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this would sadden him. He would be grief-stricken because of this, and he would always desire to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is reminiscent of the previous pious personalities. If you go back all the way to the Sahaba ridwanullahi alaihi ajma'in, they were the greatest lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can come close. But we find in their seerah that when they were distant from the Prophet alaihi wasallam, they would become restless. Look at the example of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala, that when he was about to pass away from this world, his honorable wife, she called out, she spontaneously called out, she said, Ya Waylata, that woe to us. This is a very difficult matter that we are about to face right now. So she was obviously upset, saddened. But what did Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala say in reply? It's written that he said, right now, it's not a time to mourn, it's not a time to express grief, rather, it's a time of extreme joy and happiness. Why? Because soon I am about to meet my beloved alayhi salam and his noble friends. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Meaning they knew that death was a bridge that they had to cross to meet their beloved, and it connects them to their beloved. So they looked forward to it. They were grief-stricken. Now, Imam Ahlul Sunnah, he had the same mindset, the same sentiments and feelings as well. He was yearning to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would spend most of his time in this state as well. How much was he engrossed in the remembrance of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We can take from this following example, this couplet that he wrote. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, Lab pe a jata hai naam-e janab, muh mein kul jata hai shahde nayab. Wajd mein aake hum jaane betab, apne lab chum liya karte hain. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying that whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken, is stated, is mentioned, then it's like honey, rare honey, is swiveling in the mouth. Subhanallah. Meaning our mouths, subhanallah, taste that sweetness when we mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his thinking thereafter. He says, this is him expressing again his love for the Prophet alaihi wasallam. When we kiss our thumbs and we place them on our eyes after taking the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this also brings joy to a believer, strengthens the iman of a believer that he is doing ta'zeem of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing reverence by kissing his thumbnails, and we do so at the time of adhan. And it's documented in the books of the scholars that this is permissible. But Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, he is saying that when you take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, look at this subtle point that he's mentioning. He says there are two memes, the letter meme in the name Muhammad. So whenever we take the name Muhammad, our top lip, upper lip and bottom lip, they touch, they come together. And he says, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that whenever we take his blessed name, then our lips even, they kiss each other, they come closer to each other, they touch each other. And it doesn't happen once, it happens twice as well. Subhanallah. So he's saying this is our lips even showing love towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now think about it. Thousands, millions of people take the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this tasawwur, this thinking, subhanAllah, this was the khasa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. This was unique to him, that he would think like this, think like no other person would think. He would think in such ways, because he was engrossed in the love of the Prophet alayhi salam, these points would come to his mind, subhanAllah. And of course, it can only come to the mind of someone who is so loyal to his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who totally relies on the beloved. The beloved is everything for him. As Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman states in another place, Ine jana, ine mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahi alhamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. That Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman is saying that in my life, that's all I know. I know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am loyal to my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when I became loyal to the court of the Prophet alaihi salam, when I became acquainted with our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I gained recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't look towards anyone else. The wasilatul uzma, the greatest wasila to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Zat alayhi rahma is saying here that I developed the right aqidah by expressing unending love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I gained ma'rifah of Allah. I gained knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba, the Salihin, the Salafus Salihin, and that ta'zeem that is to be accorded to them, that is to be showed towards them. This is what I learned through that love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now my husnul dhan with Allah is that lillahi alhamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. That all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will depart from this world as a believer because of that love of the Prophet alayhi salam and the blessed effect that took place thereafter. How much love did Allah Azza wa Jalla have for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In one place in Fatawa Razawiya, he writes that taking the name of the Prophet alayhi salam is the wudu of the heart. Allahu Akbar. Is the ablution of the heart. It purifies the heart. Along with this, Allah Azza wa Jalla loved the Prophet alayhi salam so much that he says that I kept both of my son's names Muhammad. He even kept his nephew's names Muhammad. So because he was the senior figure in the family, people would refer to him when it came to matters like this. What should we name our child? And Allah Azza Ali Rahma says that each time I would name the child Muhammad. And even his own name, his birth name is Muhammad. His grandfather, his paternal grandfather named him Ahmed Raza. We know that his mother would call him Aman Mia, and his honorable father, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi alayhi, would refer to him as Ahmed Mia. But his actual name that was given at birth was Muhammad. And Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, he himself would refer to himself as Abdul Mustafa, slave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And even when writing fatawa and stamping the fatawa, then many times he would write Abdul Mustafa. And he expresses this in his poetry as well. He says, Khauf na rakh raza, tu to hai abd Mustafa, tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai. That why are you fearing? Oh Raza, why are you fearful? Nothing will happen. You are the slave of the Prophet, who is the chosen one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for you there is salvation and protection. For you there is protection. Subhanallah. So this was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way of the Sahaba. So in Mustadrak al-Sahihain, there's a narration, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that kuntu khadimahu wa abdahu, that I am the slave of the Prophet alayhi salam and his ghulam. I am his. Now another unique quality of Allah Hazrat's love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he could not bear hearing anything against his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this should be the case for every believer. But in particular, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, he grew up in a time in India when there was colonial rule. And along with this, there were so many different sects that were raising their ugly heads. And they were pushing their own agendas and false beliefs and doctrines. And there were so many sects, ma'azallah, who were writing blasphemous, insulting statements regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's when Allah Hazrat alayhi rahma, when he heard this, when he read this, he saw that they are even publishing this. They are trying to brainwash the masses. They are trying to take that love of the Prophet alayhi salam out from the heart of the Muslim, the believer. And Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, his iman did not allow him to remain quiet. Subhanallah, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma spoke up, wrote against these blasphemous statements, asked the perpetrators to repent from what they have written. And this was a mission of his. He says that one of my life missions is to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the beautiful thing, the point that I'm about to mention, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, when he would defend the Prophet alayhi salam through his writings, he would say, it gives me great joy that I am doing this work. Why? Because for as long as I am refuting the people, those who have ill beliefs, those who have been blasphemous towards the Prophet ﷺ, in return they are saying wrong things about me. They are using profane language for me. They are attacking my dhat. And that's fine. Because as long as they are not doing the same with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As long as during that time when they are attacking me, they are not attacking my beloved, then alhamdulillah, I will take every taunt. I will take every profanity towards me. I don't mind this, because at that moment, they are not busy and engaged in, ma'adallah, disrespecting my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that thinking, subhanallah. And this was Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatul rahman. He said, I'm happy with this. I'm happy with this being the case that they are attacking me, they're not attacking my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, even if they attack my forefathers, not only me, they don't stop with me, they attack my father, my grandfather, and all those ulama from my khandan, my household, my lineage. And even that is fine. Because the izzah, the honor that my elders had, may it all be ransomed upon the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Meaning he wanted the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's parents to be preserved, because people were writing wrong things regarding the blessed parents of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. And he said, during this time, if they are attacking me, my loved ones, then I will take that gladly. Subhanallah. And he has mentioned this. He's even mentioned this in his poetry. He says, Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na base jaan to jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara, karun kya karo ro jahan nahi. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying that may I sacrifice myself for you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, not just myself, but may I sacrifice both worlds for you, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, even if I sacrifice both worlds and I was successful in doing so, I still wouldn't be satisfied. What can I do though? I don't have thousands and thousands of universes and worlds. Otherwise, I would sacrifice all of the worlds for you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is this was this attribute, meaning love for the Prophet alayhi sallam, which made the ulama of the time, grand ulama of the time, eminent scholars of the time, respect Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman. He says this, he says, their respecting me is due to the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon me. And he even expresses how so many ulum were granted to him from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's hear, for example, an incident regarding Allah's expertise in maths. And we know there was a famous waqia incident where Dr. Zia, who had a PhD in maths, was about to travel to Germany to solve a mathematical problem. But somebody, in fact it was Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf, requested that he visit Bareilly Sharif and Allah would be able to help him. And at first he was like, what's this Mawlana going to do for me? He studies Dini Ulum, and I'm talking about maths. But Sayyid Sulaiman told him that no, he's an expert in contemporary sciences as well. So then he went, and subhanallah, we know how Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, in a state of illness, resolved that question of Dr. Ziauddin, who was so impressed by Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma. So Allah Hazrat had mastery over worldly sciences as well. And in this regard, Muhaddis Azam Hind, who was a student of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, Muhaddis Azam Hind, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that in terms of worldly studies, I had excelled. And in particular, maths, I was very good at maths. And the masail that would come to Darul Ifta in Bareilly regarding Viratha, inheritance, they would be forwarded to me because I was so good at maths. And he says once a mas'ala came, and that was to do with the Viratha that had not been distributed for 16 lineages. Until 16 butun, 16 lineages had passed. So Muhaddis Azam Hind, rahimahullah, says that from morning till evening, I spent trying to work out this mas'ala. So, and even one day wasn't sufficient. Meaning, if you ask people today who are experts in this knowledge, ilmul mirath, they will tell you, for a mas'ala like this, one day is nothing. You need more time. But this is a testament to Muhaddis Azam's knowledge, that he said that it took me from morning till evening. I carried out my research, looked into the mas'ala, and by evening I had solved it. I took the mas'ala, the answer, to the court of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman. I said, I solved that mas'ala that came, 16 lineages, the viratha was not distributed. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman, he was sitting there, and he says, you must have given X amount to certain so-and-so, X amount to so-and-so, X amount to fulan, X amount to fulan. Al-Muhaddis Azam Hindu said, I was so amazed and astonished, Allahu Akbar, that that masala that took me from morning till evening to solve, but now Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma on the spot is telling me that you must have given X amount to so-and-so, and that was the correct answer that I had come to as well. Whatever Allah Hazrat was saying, that is what I had worked out as well. Meaning this goes to show Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma's expertise in mathematics. But where did this knowledge come to him from? It was his love for the Prophet alayhi salam, because of which he was bestowed with such knowledge. His father taught him four principles. And then his father said to him, continue studying Quran and Hadith studiously. The rest of the sciences you will be granted from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father was also a great lover of the Prophet alayhi salam. He had known that this would be the case. It must have happened with himself as well. And alhamdulillah, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman received that spiritual blessing. And from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was granted so much expertise in various sciences as well. This was just briefly a look into Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma's love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in reality, we could do a whole series on this topic, but time does not permit. And inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to cover more aspects from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was considered a mujaddid of his time. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all blessings in abundance and increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.